This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. Hey, guess what? It is time for another one of those special podcasts. You know, I've got this friend of mine named Dan Amaduri, who I met almost a decade ago. And Dan runs a marketing company for miners that want to get their message out there, let people know what they're doing, get some attention. I mean, it's a big, broad universe, and we got to, you know, point out the excellent companies with excellent prospects to people so they don't get lost and glossed over. Well, Dan came to me, I guess, a couple of days ago and said, hey, I got something completely new. Would you want to take a look at a company called Aris Gold? And I said, I don't know. I've never heard of that one. And he sent me some information, sent me the link to their website, which you'll see is included on this page. And I started looking at it and I thought, yes, I would like to speak with Aris Gold. So I've got on the line here a gentleman by the name of Neil Woodyer. Neil is the CEO of Aris Gold, and he brings to the company a tremendous track record of industry experience and has set up a fabulous team. So Neil, thank you for spending some time with me.
Not at all. Opportunity's good.
I think we're going to have great fun. I think it's going to be great fun for people to learn more about your company. Let's just dive right in. Can you tell everybody about your background and how long you've been in this industry and you know what you bring to the company?
Okay, my background, born in the UK, converted to be a Canadian. So I'm now a proud Canadian. I started on with a financial background, went into metal trading, ran a metal trading company in New York with subsidiaries in Latin America. Through that, I then joined Lloyds Bank and I ran their commodity trading business, including their gold and silver books. About 30 years ago, I moved from New York to Vancouver and started a company called Endeavor Financial, which was an advisory company. My first client was a guy called Clive Johnson, who now runs B2. My second was a guy called Ian Telfer, who grew Goldcorp. My third was a guy called Fino Giacchino, who is now running Grand Columbia. Through that business, we grew it as advising companies on project finance into M&A. I teamed up with a guy called Frank Giustra about 15, 20 years ago. He brings tremendous wealth and knowledge to the business, and we ran an investment banking, merchant banking business, and then decided we'd started so many mining companies for other people, we do one for ourselves. And in 2010, after the disasters of 2008, we started a mining company called Endeavor Mining. Ran that for 6 years, built it up to a $2 billion company. We did about six acquisitions of mines. We built two mines. We built up a portfolio of mines, handed it over. It's now the largest West African mining company, and started another company as a startup, Lear Gold. We acquired mine in Mexico. We built that up. We doubled the size of its reserve. We expanded it. We bought three mines in Brazil, put that together. And in June last year, merged with Equinox. That company was about $1 billion then. If you look at both companies together now, the market cap is something in the order of about $10 billion. So it's sort of very much a startup situation, which we're doing again with Aris Gold. Aris Gold, Aris actually means in Celtic again, and we're doing it again. And I've got with me essentially the same management team I had at Endeavor, which went into Lear Gold, which is now in Aris. So we know each other very well, worked together for many years. We also have a pretty incredible board. Ian Telfer, who was the founder of Wheaton River, went on to Goldcorp and Wheaton Precious Metals. He's our chairman. David Garofalo, who is chief executive of Hudbay, then became chief executive of Goldcorp, is one of our directors. Peter Maroney, who started Yamana in 2003, is another of our directors. So we have a host of industry experience helping us and guiding us through this new venture, Aris Gold. Sorry, that was a very quick introduction.
No, I think that was true. I mean, gosh, I mean that is about as stellar of a board and a management team that I think I've come across in quite some time. And that's all part of what intrigued me with your company, Neil. With what I've found over the years, if you get the team right and you get the jurisdiction right, you're already standing on third base in terms of trying to hit a home run. You've got this history in this industry and you've seen so much. you could have just, I mean, after all that success you'd had, like you said, you could have just about called it a day. But here you are doing it again, which again, I think is such a great play on words with the name of the company. Why? I mean, where do you see this gold market? Why do you sense there's still such opportunity here?
Okay, well, I think the gold market, and I'm involved with traders, gold traders running them in the past, and I realized very quickly that they didn't know what was happening on a day-to-day basis, despite the fact they were supposed to, but they always got the trends right. And I think this is a trend, and I think it's a long-term trend for gold. And when I first started, the first financing I did, it was at $275 gold. When you look at it today, it's a totally different market. There is depth in the market. There are opportunities in the market. And I think that where we come into it is that we realize that if you put small things together into a bigger company, that company is valued in a different way from the summation of the small companies. So there's a tremendous lift. And that energy is still in the market. And I think we're in a good, strong gold market because of all the political chaos, which was bad enough before the pandemic. It's even worse now as a result of the pandemic. It's a strong time for long-term gold plays.
Sure seems that way. And we are, even as we record, it looks like gold is finally ending this most recent consolidation that it's been in, which is what happens in bull markets. You go up, you get a peak of momentum and price, and then you get a pullback.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't even imagine it. As valuable as your company appears now at $1,750 gold, makes me wonder where you'll be, you know, once we're back over 2000 to that end. And you mentioned this great team you've got, Neil, no doubt about it. And that's part of the equation. Tell us about the asset that you have, the primary resource. If I pronounce it right, Marmato, is that right?
Marmato.
It's down in Colombia. We've looked at Colombia before. We've spoken to Gran Colombia before, and I know that's a good jurisdiction. So tell us a little bit about what you have down there.
Okay, well, Marmato is a mine that was owned by Gran Colombia for a period of time, and they spun it off just over a year ago. But they did some amazing things with it over the last 12 months before we took it over. They discovered below Marmato a very large porphyry deposit, and they did carried out a drill program. They did a pre-feasibility study, which brought a reserve of 2 million ounces, and shows a fantastic economic profile going forward. Not only did they do that and get the pre-feasibility study done, they did two very important things. They raised about $275 million, which is the money needed to build, to expand the present mine, to modernize the present mine, which is a small mine, and to build a mine that should produce about 200,000 ounces a year for the first few years and has a 13-year mine life. But also what they did through their contacts and the work they had done in the community and with the regional and national government, they got a 30-year mine extension on the project. So they have an ongoing drill program now, and we've taken this company over because we took it over, management of it, just 8 or 9 weeks ago, because towards the end of last year, we saw the opportunity of this company, which was very much undervalued. And it had a financing gap. They hadn't got all the finance together. So we arranged an investment by our team and some other people for 85 million Canadian. And we put that together. And that was the gap that they had, financing gap. So we're able to say, look, we'll produce the money for the financing gap if you let us take over the management of the company. And then we can take it forward with our team to the next stage of developing this particular asset into an operating mine, which will take about 2 years to do. So that's where we stand with this mine. And at the same time, we're looking at other opportunities to acquire other opportunities to be able to build a portfolio of mines, because it's the portfolio of mines that gets very, very well valued. There are so many gold companies looking for equity. You really have to wonder why some get it and some don't. And our analysis and work over the last few years has told us that if you have a portfolio of assets, if you have a small management team, if you have a balance and size, then you can be attractive to the investors, and you will get the money as opposed to other people, which will add more to your capability. So we have to grow the company as we did with Endeavour. As I say, we did 5 or 6 acquisitions. We did the similar sort of thing at Leagold. we built mines. So we have to consolidate, we have to build, and we have to acquire. And that's the path we're on. And again, it's doing it again, which is our strength and our core competence of taking a startup and building it up to an intermediate company, which gets a very good valuation in the market.
Correct.
And great time to be doing it.
Absolutely. Is there production? Does the company produce gold now, or is that anything in the near future?
Yeah, no, it has been producing since about 1990, but only about 25,000 ounces a year, because it's a very small, localized operation, mm-hmm. not very highly mechanized. So the first thing we're going to do, and have started already, is to improve that small mine, and double the size of it, and improve the planning and control and safety features of the mine. At the same time, we build the bigger mine. So within two and a half years, we'll be producing about 200,000 ounces from this mine. And in the meantime, we'll acquire other mines.
And that certainly provides a lot of cash flow for your acquisition. Okay. So it's not necessarily something you would have to dilute the share base to make these acquisitions that you want to do.
Yeah, that's interesting, because traditionally what we have done, and our core experience used to be, arranging loans with banks for mining companies. Mm-hmm. So we've done a fair amount of project finance that stops the dilution. You've just got to manage the risk and not do too much of it, but bring those elements together to. And the important thing as well is, I mean, our team owns 8.5% of the company. We don't want to dilute ourselves. We are totally aligned with our shareholder base in our objectives. So we want to grow the company without dilution. We want to grow the company over a 2 or 3 year period and produce a good size and good quality intermediate company that's attractive. And that's what gets the valuations. That's what makes the shareholders see the appreciation in their value.
No doubt. Tell me that stat again. What is the percentage that's owned by your team?
8.5%. We put about 35 million. The team, the directors, myself, put in about management team about 35 million.
How does the balance sheet look now, Neil, in terms of cash and
on the balance sheet? On the balance sheet at the moment is $170 million US of cash.
Wow.
We also have a commitment from Wheaton Precious Metals for another $110 million progressively as we build the mine. So we have enough money to do the expansion, and we have enough money to build the mine. We are now fully financed to take us up to the 200,000 ounces of production. Because of our experiences, because of our relationships, not just as a management team, but also because of the board, people that have run these big companies and created these big companies, we have very good access to the capital markets, not just the banking side, but also the equity side. So we'll be able to finance acquisitions through the capital markets and through mm-hmm. our own shares as we develop.
All right, so Neil, let me see if I got this straight. You said $170 million US in cash?
Yes.
And you've got a commitment over time from Wheaton to add another 100 million or so?
Yes, so we get to 280, and the cost of construction of the mine's about 260.
And if I do the math right now, shares are trading in Toronto at 220. That puts your market cap at under 300 million Canadian.
Correct. We have committed that money to build the mine. And yes, we are extremely undervalued.
Yeah.
Every chief executive will tell you that, but I actually mean it.
We're
extremely undervalued because of a number of things, because people haven't really seen us.
Right.
We're new. I mean, we only took over the management of this company 9 weeks ago. Okay. And we're focused at the moment on three things. We're focused on improving their operations, the small operation that it is now, and making that more efficient. We're focused on developing the proper plans for the expansion and monitoring the exploration program. And we're also looking at our shareholder base now as to how we can improve liquidity and get that share price up, and what we should be doing to do that, and how we should go out telling our story, because it is a very, very new untold story.
And I'm sitting here, Neil, I should tell you, and I should tell everybody that's listening. I do these interviews, and I've been doing them now, like I said, for years. And I never front run my people on my side. I never buy the shares ahead of time. I mean, that would be unethical and illegal and unfair. But I want to buy some of yours. Now, here's my problem. you're listed in Toronto. The symbol is ARIS. So for all my Canadian friends and anybody with access to the Canadian markets, there you go. However, I don't have a listing in the U.S., so I'm sitting here going, you're leaving me wanting for now, Neil. Help me out. Yeah, and again, I guess what I'm driving at is, I mean, this is, I just think the math is the math, and it sure looks attractive. You've got this tremendous team with a producing asset which has tremendous potential below it. Let's put it that way. You've got great cash and very low visibility at this point. I was writing today on my site about market inefficiencies, and that's what big money does. You exploit market inefficiencies. This seems to be a market inefficiency right here.
We're on the OTC markets, and the symbol is ALLXF.
ALLXF. So I can get in there. I just didn't find it.
We just like your money. Please do.
Hey, awesome. Well, this just keeps getting better and better. Again, the more I learn about your company, Neil, the more excited I get. So as we begin to wrap up, what should we look for in the months ahead? I know you've got a good 2, 4, 5 year timeline, the same timeline you've taken with all these other companies that you've grown so successfully. What are some of the milestones we should keep an eye on, and what are some of the catalysts for the company in the months ahead?
Okay, I think milestones that we see clearly in front of us are, first of all, we should be coming out with the appointment of an EPCM contractor for building the deep mine. And we'd expect to do that fairly soon with plans to do that. So we should see that having come out of our review process on staging and planning that how we're going ahead. We should also see some more results from the ongoing exploration program, which is we have a 13-year mine life at the moment. The exploration program is halfway through it. 35,000 meters of drilling is going on at the moment. We're halfway through it. Over the next few months, we'll be seeing some results from that. So far, the results released are looking very, very good for mine extension and mine life improvement. So that should be there. We will be starting some exploration work on our Canadian project, Juby, in the Antipi Gold Belt. We'll be able to come out with a program on that soon. We will be... What else are we doing? Oh, yes, we will be, I would hope that before the end of the year, and I'm not quite sure I'm allowed to say this, I would hope that we're announcing another acquisition before the end of the year.
Sure.
So, yes, there will be a lot of movement because we are a team of people who know that we need to move fast. We are very straightforward in our thinking. We are very direct in our approach. And it's a question of just getting on and doing what we do best. So there will be news coming out.
Fantastic. Again, team, jurisdiction, experience, strong balance sheet. I mean, I you're certainly touching all the bases, Neil. Neil, anything else on your mind before we wrap up?
No, I was just going to say the other factor you need to put with that is determination.
Right. Very good point.
We have plenty of that.
You are absolutely correct. I mean, Neil, it's been such a pleasure to make your acquaintance, and I'm very excited about your company, and I can't wait to become a shareholder myself. Please, don't be a stranger. Keep us updated as we go through this year and beyond.
Absolutely will do. Absolutely. And thank you for your support, and thank you for the opportunity to give us a chance to explain the new company, the new thing that we're creating. Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you very much for your time, Neil. And again, from all of us here at TFMR, thank you for listening. And when you get a second, please check out Aris Gold. The website is here, right here, linked on this webpage. All sorts of good information there. Do your homework. Do all of your own personal due diligence. Make sure you assess your risk parameters and your time horizons and everything else. But if it looks like it fits for you, if you have an interest, you might, again, take a look at Aris Gold and see if it fits for what you want to accomplish. Again, Neil Woodyer, CEO of Aris Gold. Great visiting with you. We'll have another one of these special podcasts sometime soon.